Attain complete Buddhahood for the sake of all sentient beings in number of aspects of faith. To thus end one resolves to strive with respect to listening to the Dharma, reflect and meditate on it.
Tene tanda yate review thorti tene.
So Rinpoche will start explain the summary of the treasury of knowledge, which is then in brief called the miraculous key to the path of knowledge.
Rigun Thorji Deming De Shizan Du Shizan Du Njangu Lodit Nayajin Debe Shizan Du Deni Deni Sema Rigun Jamsu Rikwatan Jamsu.
So, in general, it's a summary of the treasury of knowledge written by Jangun Kongtul the First. Then there is one part which explains the teachings on valid cognition. Rinpoche has related that part to the ocean of reasoning written by the seventh Karmapa, Chöta Gyamtse.
The Karesana Le Tangbo Patsola Pembe Kedo Rilamba Jamendo Dibi.
So, in order to facilitate the studies and practice of beginners, then in relation to the teachings on valid cognition, Rinpoche made this summary. So he wrote it for the sake of the students. So Rinpoche will pick out the sections he feels are most important.
Tumban singi tikpe tadrov la kyeba la yang tome. Singi tikpe jun singi tikpe tadrov la rekpe kyeba te la ta namasana.
So there is then an explanation on the views and tenets of the path of characteristics in three parts.
It was only Tangbun and Der Tekpatang. D Tekpa Kangarong in but Tikpin.
So first there is a definition of the word vehicle or yana. So that word, vehicle or yana, is defined in two ways. It can be said to be that which carries one there, i.e. to the goal, or that by which one is carried. So either of these definitions is suitable. So the first definition is mainly related to the path of fruition, and the second definition to the causal path.
Nyonga sambe kuni langde. Nyonga sambe kuni langde. Nyonga sambe kuni langde. Thorzan thartok.
So Then comes the defining characteristics or the definition of the Hinayana. In general, peace being the ultimate goal or the ultimate object to be attained.
Then, ta thimi je lo la zu ni jong ge samba number ta ba ji go ba re tang bo.
That is the goal. One then practices fully motivated by an attitude of renunciation. So in terms of this path, of this vehicle, then renunciation is emphasized. Is then the attainment of one-sided peace. It's then not the attainment of non-abiding nirvana, which involves that the one who attains non-abiding nirvana then doesn't abide in the extreme of peace, nor in the extreme of conditioned existence. So here, the ultimate goal is one-sided, so to speak. It only involves peace.
Tava kanzak da me patang. Gomba denke mata chodo sovor gomke. Chupa rang kete tuinere ki, sota rite kanunga nete. Devo lakye lami jaga chomba, druzi jitha tamba.
Then comes a definition of the Shravaka approach, which is which then belongs to the Hinayana. It is as follows: the view is the one of individual selflessness. One in this path then mainly meditates on the Four Noble Truths and their 16 attributes, and conduct or action involves striving for personal peace, abiding by any of the seven categories of the vows of individual liberation. Thus, practicing in such a way, thus one practices the sacred means that accomplish the action, which is arhathood without remainder.
Tena nyente jetava te cheta dami la kanzak dami dachuk dami nijanani nyente jetava te kanzak dami tor.
So there is twofold selflessness, individual selflessness and the absence of self-entity in phenomena. In the Shravaka approach then, the view is then mainly related to individual
selflessness.
Then, with respect to Tibetan scholars, there has been a lot of debate as to whether or not arhats have realized the absence of a self-entity in phenomena.
So, points
that have been debated are termed points difficult to comprehend.
The cabinet in the cabinet. Gomba denge matacho do. Ah, take your task one.
Larry, sorry.
So the
main object of meditation in the Shravaka approach is then the Four Noble Truths and their 15 attributes.
Rinpoche
will later on explain the Four Noble Truths and their 16 attributes, basing his explanation on the treasury of knowledge.
Tene chupa de karasana. Chöpa rāng ke te tu nirgi. Chöpa te tsuhu nintu ju chöpa te simtien tamche ju tondo tani sanchuk ju simtju koini lāne simtien ju tondo chöpa māre. Tani rāngi ke te tu tobe ke tu chöpa.
Then there is the conduct or action of following this Shravaka approach. They then strive for personal peace. So by the awakening mind, that is, they do not practice with the aim to attain Buddhahood for the sake of sentient beings. They strive for personal peace only.
Then sota riden sijita karasana riden te kempa sola geni paye dombatan geni patan geni mani.
So then there are the 7 categories of the vows of individual liberation. The 2 first categories are male and female lay practitioners.
Tene ta rabdu sunu to tela, kempandu to tela, tene nare.
Then there are 5 categories in relation to those that have, so to speak, left home, that are ordained.
Karesana Gethor Pa, Gethor Ma, Tini Gelo Ma, Gelon Pa Mani.
So there are those that are not fully ordained in Tibetan called Gesus, there are male and female, making 2 categories. Then Gesul Pa Dangma, Gelon Pa Mani.
Gelom pamani, gelom mazo. To me, la gelom mazo le dire.
Gelom
mazo, gelom mazo. Gelom mazo, gelom mazo. Rere, tati, nate tambo, tango,
gibriva. So, then there are 3 more categories. Fully ordained monks and nuns. And then another category of women that aspire to full ordination.
Are tini gelo me se jete gelo me domba lang tar jiso tini maro gesor me domba lang tar jiso gelo me domba lang che to lo son sajila gelo me domba son go.
So first the vows of Getsul are taken, then that thereafter, the practitioner takes the vows of a Gelobma for 3 years, which is a preparation for the vows of a fully ordained nun.
Tene pola getur me dombare ma to Gelobma da Gelong me dombin de ma dombare.
So in Tibet, women would only have access to taking the vows of a Getsulma, since the other lineages didn't exist in Tibet.
Tan dur dur na tene nyente di chöpa de karresa na chöpa rang ke te te nyer ki fotari den kanon ke chöpa di kye goye.
So the conduct or action of the Shravaka approach then involves to abide by the vows of any of these 7 categories, and thus strive for personal peace, for the attainment of personal peace. One doesn't have to abide by all of them. One of them is enough. I only mentioned with respect to fruition, arhat without remainder. Arhat with
remainder is also mentioned. Really? Dachomba Tome, Pongo Lama Yabakasu, Lakia Dachomba. Dachomba Tome, Pongo Yan Lama made it in the Million Yabakasu. Can you Lami Dachomba?
So there are arhats with remainder, referring to that they have not yet left the skandhas or aggregates behind. Then there are arhats without remainder that have left the skandhas or aggregates behind. They have passed into the expanse of peace or nirvana.
Re tanyinti ji lo lande lami dha chomba thot kade tini me kya vata chokamba nangin tini pungpo jen che pare repa jen che pare pungpo ta repa jen che pare tini me kya vata chokamba nangin re kya vata nangin.
So there is arhathood without remainder involving that there is not even a trace left of the five aggregates or skandhas, so their continuity is well, they are discontinued, so there is no manifestation anymore of the skandhas nor of the continuity of the five skandhas, including the mind, has been severed, and nothing is left behind. Therefore, such an arhat does not anymore take rebirth. This state has then been illustrated by water that has dried up or fire that has died out.
Nami Dachomba David Dachomba Tok Sajitin Leka Kangasa Rita Leka Yama.
So there's nothing to do thereafter, having attained arhatood without remainder.
Nintu Jitakwa Ti Tengdo Nintu Jitakwa Ti Tengdo Ti Todo Tengjong Sam Gom Sovara Sete Devi Kiva Nyande Duzi Jitak Tamba Ranja Jitakutin.
Then comes the definition of the Pratyekya Buddhayana. So, in addition to the Shravakayana, the practitioner in this jhana then mainly practices the profound meditation on dependent arising. That is, the profound means that accomplishes the fruition, peace, that is nirvana.
Re tar ranjar je tikpa tele nyin thi je tikpa ti ting do so wo te tender tender long long da lo do gomba la ting do sang cho pa yin sik do.
So in addition to the practices of the Shravakayana, then the practitioners of the Pratyekya Buddhayana mainly meditates on dependent arising, the 12 links of dependent arising in their order of production and the reversed order. The practitioners of this path are said to be extremely skilled with respect to the meditation on dependent arising.
Dela tsoba jaba tsoba tsowo seba yina dandan de kova tsowo ndawo jire kova tsowo re tsoba tsowo ndawo seba yina ndevo keba tso tikwa dzi sena tsoba jaba ka tsi yago yero dikap
Nintu
So if a cup of tea, I will go back to you.
Oh, that's so. So this section then is mainly mainly focuses upon enabling practitioners to develop an intellectual understanding. So it emphasizes intellectual understanding in relation to a path of reasoning, then in terms of the Pratika Buddhayana, one would rather use the term above for fruition, one-sided peace, it has, which has a specific purpose in terms of reasoning, to use that rather than just peace or nirvana. One would rather use one-sided peace, that term.
Karasana te jana tene tikwa chembo te ranja te tikwa yimba tarva chungu. So, yupakar. Te majar na.
Nade.
Tikpa chembo te. Tikpa chembo chichi ranja ji tikwa yimba tarva. Oh, chichi chichi. Ranja te.
But then I was doing it.
She was so cheap, so cheap, does it say that any ticking? Ticking the Niranga Tequine, but the card over it.
So, yes. Then comes a definition of the Mahayana, which is outstanding or literally particularly elevated or noble, then in comparison with the Hinayana. So there are seven greatnesses which one speaks of in this tradition. These are then realization of the view. Then there is the objects of intention, application and training. Then there is how to abandon what is to be abandoned and that which is to be attained, fruition.
Tawa tobe cheba de karas and a tikwa chimbu lola kanzaga dami jeting do tene chuja dame bayang go for toku.
So there is then the realization of view, which is particular to this tradition or to the Mahayana, since it involves realization of twofold selflessness. So in addition to realization of individual selflessness, there is realization of the absence of a self-entity in phenomena. So if these, if twofold selflessness is not realized completely, then Buddhahood will not be attained.
Then Samjo loves the Chepa de Karasana Samba. Samba, the Ninji Kuni land that Jorva part of the Simba, Jindon the part of the Simba told the Lapa de Chepa.
Then
Chepa, some loves the Chepa.
Then there are the that which is to be trained in, which involves then conduct or action. So that involves intention and application. So the intention or motivation is the one of love and compassion. And motivated by love and compassion, one applies oneself to the practice of the paramitas. That practice is then done for the sake of beings, for the welfare of beings.
Dona, Sancho, Jesem, the Queen, Lante, Jindon, the Paro de Sembatoke, Yamni, Sancho, Jesem, Samba de Ninja Sancho, send the Queen in London, Jidon the Paradise in the Chevachi and the Timothy Sinji Chevara.
So the conduct or action of the Mahayana or great vehicle is then to apply oneself to the practice of the paramitas, being fully aroused by the awakening mind, fully aroused by love and compassion. One then practices for the sake of others, for the welfare of beings.
Northern attack the change a low like Jindon, Jeva Kandija Senaya, that Jindon over Jindon to Jeva Jibuhira.
So, whatever activity one is engaged in, the focus is then the welfare of beings. So, the welfare of beings is emphasized in this tradition.
Panza ta, panza pum, chepara. Panza pum, chepara te, yente jolola, nyomong, but depa takwa tanjin, deva talk to Yoruba. Chicken jolola, nyomong, depa tanjin, tatok, and deva talk to Yomari, kiss the depa yampango.
So, in terms of the Shravaka approach, then it is sufficient to abandon or give up the obscuration of afflictions. By that one attains the goal or fruition of that tradition, whereas in the Mahayana that is not sufficient. In addition to having abandoned the obscuration of afflictions, the obscuration of objects of knowledge had to be abandoned as well, given up as well.
Tene thobdan devi chepa de karasana timenje lola thobdan dev thatok de dratyo dev thobne degi yere tikinje lola dra dratyo dev sanje degi yomare sigi ni lamne ba sanje ji kompan de thobu.
So in the Shravaka approach, as we saw, the goal or the object of attainment is then arhatud. That is not the goal in the Mahayana. On the other hand, there one focuses on the attainment of non-abiding nirvana, which is Buddhahood.
Kimbo Dendi.
Dodo Jendi.
Kimbo Dendi. Kure. Mi faceva mi da mi.
Mi faceva. Sanduceva. So
Tene tempo doente tene che gioia ere telone.
So in another part of the treasury of knowledge, there is a quote from the Sutra Alankara in which the seven greatnesses are enumerated. They are then enumerated as follows: great focus, wisdom, exertion or joyous effort, skilled in means, great correct practice, and great Buddha activity are the seven greatnesses according to that sutra.
Doing it on. Re ta tini te tene kama pa mucho de ki ge bai so
tini de
me ta to pe che par san de la de che par pan za pon be che par to zan de vi che par che bo de ji che par ta pa pa te mucho de ki ge de
logo
de re kan ge ti lo.
Then there is a quotation in the same part of the text of Mikyo Dorje, the eighth Karmapa. So he says that there are differences then when one compares the Hina and Mahayanas with respect to the realization of the view, with respect to intention, and application, and with respect to what is to be abandoned, with respect to fruition, which is to be attained. In short, the differences between these two traditions are these seven greatnesses.
Are do you think our Sena and Dodi Jin and Sumban and Kebo Denji Chepa the Baba Dena? He lives over here. Kebo Denji Chepa the Baba Tigini.
So the enumeration given in the Sutta Alankara is then sufficient. By that one can establish the difference or differences when comparing the Hina and Mahayanas.
Kebo Denji Chepa the Baba in a Tigini in the Chap. Tigini in the Kebo Denji Chepa the Baba in the Chap. Chalada. Kembo denji chepa dan baba yin de tigin de chep. Tigin yin kembo denji chepa dan baba yin de chep. Kembo denji chepa dan baba yin de chep. Kembo denji chepa dan baba yin de tigin yin de chep. Taking in the Kembo Denji Chepa the Baba in the Chap. Kembo Denji Chepa the Baba Maina taking my in the Chap. Taking my in the Kembo Denji Chepa the Baba Maina Chaps. Yes, in the day of the Chapa Goy. Rava? Oh, yeah. Teacher, I indicate Lada, Chapa Goy, yes, sir.
So he, like we were doing with those kebas this summer, that kind of thing, what he was giving you was a definition of Tekpachembo in terms of that which possesses the superior sevenfold great distinction. And you say whatever possesses the sevenfold superior great distinctions is the Mahayana. Whatever is the Mahayana possesses the sevenfold superior great distinctions. Whatever does not possess the superior sevenfold great distinctions, great distinct, whatever you know, is not the Mahayana. Whatever is not the Mahayana does not possess the sevenfold superior great distinction. So that's what he was just saying.
Re te chapa go yes and yes will also yere te yet a tena te do this ever come to get a candidate. Oh, yeah. Ta rapid mupotan, kitchen consult them batang. Zoma dutin chami, then keep a kitchen chami.
Then comes the definition of the Buddhist tenet, the Vaibhashika, the Vaibhashikas. So they are defined, or that tenet is defined as follows. They then assert the relative or deceptive truth as coarse or solid things, and the coarse aspect of consciousness, or the conscious continuum. Then the ultimate truth in this tradition is described in terms or related to percept or object. That is then asserted to be the ultimate. Then in terms of percept or object is said to be indivisible atoms, and in terms of perceiver, then indivisible moments of consciousness.
The Seda Mave Mave Lola Zuma Dutin Chami, the Kipakajik Chami, to endanto the body.
So, in the Vaibhashika tradition, then indivisible atoms and indivisible moments of consciousness are said to be ultimately existent. Whereas coarse things or phenomena, solid things, so to speak, and consciousness are said to be relative.
Tenan de Kazan Seni de la Zoma Dutin Chami, the Kipa Kiji Chami K Lembe. So Tixe. Number Trunta Mawa, the Varawa. Number Trunta Mawa de Trunta Mawa Sigo de Carresena Namba Mayimba Yang Zoma Dutin Chami, the Kipa Kiji Chami, Kailing it into your own cigarette. De Nangba Trumta Mava Sejiti, Namba Mayimba Tenda O Kailing in Yona, De Seda Mava Yimba the Kielo.
So, in the text, there is then the definition of the Buddhist tenet by Bhashikas. So it is emphasized that this is a Buddhist tenet, since there may be non-Buddhist traditions that also assert indivisible atoms as the ultimate and indivisible moments of consciousness as the ultimate. So in order to distinguish the Vaibhashikas from non-Buddhist traditions holding the same view, it is mentioned that this is a Buddhist tenet that excludes non-Buddhist traditions. So that excludes scientists that may hold such a viewpoint.
So
in terms of debate, it's then very important to give a very detailed definition, so to speak. It has a great purpose to define things in detail like this.
So the thing is
Can you hear me? So there he's saying in this case it would be fine. He talked about there's a total of the 8 doors of pervasion, the Chabogo Ge. So before he was giving the Chabogo Shi, which was 4, he says now it'd be fine just to give it, now just Chabogo Nyi. And you just simply say, just 2 doors of pervasion. Those who are Vaibhashikas necessarily assert, and I don't know, I have to look at this thing, the partless particles and directionally partless particles and temporarily partless moments of consciousness as ultimate truth are Vaibhashikas. Those are necessarily Vaibhashikas. Those who are Vaibhashikas necessarily assert that directionally partless particles and temporarily partless moments of consciousness are ultimate truths, like that.
So, in terms of debate, then two doors of pervasion, or 2 implications, 4 implications, and 8 implications can be used.
One can use
any set of 2, 4, and 8.
Tene tutu rinpo yona chapa go jete, tutu kita rinpo mena go jete, tutu tung tung yina go ni.
So, in terms of a long debate, one would use the 8 implications. In terms of a shorter debate, 4, and in terms of a very short one, only 2.
Oh, yeah. Don tambar tenzi nipa, tendan tenpa tang. Don tambar tenzi munipa kunzo tambar kelin ben nangba tumta mawa. Dode ben tenyi.
Then comes the Buddhist tenet, the South Africa's, the definition of that tenet. So it is as follows. Then they assert the ultimate truth as the capacity or ability to perform a function or produce an effect, and the relative truth as the absence of that ability or capacity to perform a function.
Pardon.
So, in this tradition, the ultimate is then asserted as that which ultimately performs a function or produces an effect, and the relative as that which does not ultimately perform a function or produce an effect.
So in this case, if we talked about two sets of implications or doors of provision, we would say in this system, we say those who assert that which is able to perform a function is an ultimate truth are Sautrantikas, and those who assert that which is able to perform a function is an ultimate truth, and that which is unable to perform a function is a conventional truth, are Sautrantikas. And those who are Sautrantikas necessarily assert that that which is able to perform a function is an ultimate truth, and that which is not able to perform a function is a conventional truth.
So we have this tradition, the Sautantrikas,
Ngopo, Rantin, Tendan, Demba, Son, Tenda, Tikwara. Tenda, Ngopo, Ndongo.
So they assert the ultimate to be, so to speak, a thing. So a thing. Specific character or self character and the ultimate truth are synonyms in this tradition.
Tene takwa jinsi kunzub denba de tenda ji kware. Takwa lu takwa. Jinsi kunzub denba.
Then we have mental imputations, general character and relative or conventional
truth, these are then synonyms in this
tradition.
So
anything mentally imputed is then a relative truth. And that which is not conceptualized or mentally imputed is then an ultimate truth.
Then do they below the ranting that continues the year.
So in this tradition, specific and general character are distinguished in detail.
Now
we, in the meantime, we'll meditate on
Manjushri.
Since when one studies, one needs to receive the blessing of
Manjushri.
As a result, one will easily understand what one studies.
Then we have
the Buddhist tenet, the citta matra approach, its definition. So that tradition then asserts the relative truth to be the manifestation of percept and perceiver as two separate things. So subject and object as two separate things are relative or deceptive truths. Then we have the ultimate truth in this tradition, which is then consciousness free from the duality of percept and perceiver as two separate things. So the citta matra tradition then asserts the absence of percept and perceiver as two separate things to be ultimate,
So since
the absence of percept, or since freedom from the duality of percept and perceiver as two separate things is ultimate, is asserted as the ultimate in this tradition, anything involving such duality is therefore a relative or deceptive truth.
So that
which exists ultimately according to this tradition is then self-cognition free from the duality of percept and perceiver as two things, or consciousness free from such duality.
Then ta chapa goni tena zungzhe ni su na wa yo ta yur tin kun zo den ba ta zungzhe ni me di ki pa ta den dan den ba ke len ba na ba tong ta ma wa yin na sem zang bi pe chap sem zang bi yin na zungzhe ni su na wa yo ta yur tin kun zo den ba ta zungzhe ni me ge ki pa zam den dan den ba ke len ba na ba tong ta ma wa yin pe chap ho ya.
So then the two doors of evasion for the mind only a Semzan system are to say that those who assert that objects and subjects within which there is an appearance of the perceived and the perceiver as two are conventional truths, and the mere consciousness for which the perceived and the perceiver are not two are ultimate truths. And that those who assert that necessarily are Chittamatrams, and Chittamatrams are those who assert that, the way those two kyavas were. And if I could say one thing before, when I did Satranika, did I say ultimately able to perform functions, or did I just say able to perform functions? Because the ultimately is what's necessary, and I think I left it out. It's in the text. I said.
Oh, that's a tad. Then you can say. Then you can say, "Jini chapa chapa goni gogi gogi to the toes of China." Combre de sapo chano. Gewan de jevo go zonomi je zozo.
Sonomije Oh, yeah.